Welcome to my podcast, Broken Motivation. So my podcast speaks about the importance in your life, and I am here, Adit, to welcome my guest, Nafisa ma'am, to my show. So in this meeting interview, we are going to speak about the how to recover from the failures and what are all the issues we face in our society and how to recover from it, how to recover from our depression. So welcome, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Adit. Hello friends, I am Nafisa Nazneen, blessed to be mother of a smart son, wife to a loving, talented, handsome, having a decade of working experience as a microbiologist, now turn the soft skill, life skill, corporate and public trainer, cum speaker, and of course a podcaster. I firmly believe that I am born to shine and so are all living creatures. So I am a guest today for Adit's show. And as he has asked me the question about depression and failure, right, Adit?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we will be discussing a lot about that. All of a sudden, why this depression and all things, this came into picture so much right now? I say about past 1 month, all because of Sushant's death, right? Yes, well, I am a big fan of him, and I was his fan, I am his fan, and I will be his fan, friends. But the thing is that we can't conclude that he has committed suicide and he is not at all a person. He's very live. He was very live, and he can't do that. At least I can't believe, and there are so many, you know, gossips and so many news flashing about the conspiracy behind his mother. So myself being a fan of him, I can't consider he can do that, and it's a plain murder case which has been fabricated by big people with money, with fame, and lot many things are there that definitely will come in the in coming months, because I know many people are praying for his justice. I am one amongst them. I guess Adit is one amongst them, and many of you must be there praying for his justice. So friends, Sushant has nothing to do with depression. He was a very live person and very jolly, very intelligent and awesome, mind-blowing. So what is all about this depression and why we have? So it's a very normal type of situation, right? I mean, this feeling, it's a feeling, right? And we have this, yeah. So we have this feeling, and sometimes we do get demotivated. And what happens, you know, there are certain desires, there are certain dreams that we have, and we can't fulfill that. That incompleteness, the unfinished thing that remains, it triggers all types of negativeness. Right, all type of negative emotions, they trigger those negative emotions in us, and one of them, those is depression and anger. They all come from this unfinished work of us. So whether that unfinished work can be as simple as, you know, putting the milk at the night in the fridge, or say closing the door properly before going to sleep, this all type of incompleteness some way or the other makes us unhappy. Because we human being, our normal mode is to remain calm, remain peace with ourselves and with our surrounding, and of course to be happy at all situation. So these negative feelings, they keep on triggering us and we become depressed. So my tip, my advice to all of you out lovely people over there who are listening to us right now, I'll suggest you, please concentrate and focus on your work. Make sure that whatever work you do not keep it incomplete by the end of the day, right? I mean, I'm talking about the work which can be finished within 24 hours time limit. So try to finish, whether it's saying goodbye to somebody, or expressing your good feelings to someone, or expressing your negative feelings to someone. Do it. Make sure that you complete the work, whatever is pending from your side, to be happy in yourself. And happiness is always, you know, not connected, or I mean, not only meant for you. When you share this happiness with other, that becomes double. I mean, sharing makes you more happy. That is what I want to say. So make sure that whatever type of feeling you have, you do not annoy the other person with your negative feedback or negative feeling. So that is what I feel like you should have some control over you, right? So that will help you to cope up with any sort of negative feeling, whether it's depression, whether it's angerness, or whatever be the negative thing. So you can come up with that if you can focus on completing your task, whatever, saying goodbye to somebody or expressing your good feelings to someone, whatever be that work, right? So that is what I actually do in my life also. I try to, you know, complete my work, and that makes me complete in myself. I feel happy, satisfied, and peace with myself. And of course, if I am happy, then the people who loves me, the people who are surrounding me, they are also happy and calm, right? So that is what one big advice that I would like to give you all. I like to share my one of the mantra to cope with any bad situation, or whether it's depression or anything like that. What about you, Adit? What you will say?
Ma'am, as in my point of view, I would like to convey to the listeners that whatever may be problem around you, or whatever may be the depression around you, so when you see, like, when you fail in your life, don't get depressed first of all. Okay, just take it in a positive way. Think that, okay, this failure is not our first one, so we may reach success in a few days. So think like that. So failure is not going to sustain for a long time in your life. We can reach success in a short time. So wait for the success. And my another point I like to convey to the listener is, when you face depression, just don't get one-way communication with your mobile or your PC or social media. So when you face so much depression, just catch up with some other person who you may feel your best friend or your parents. So just sit up with them and share your feelings, like, what should I do? So how to overcome this depression? What should my maintenance step? So share your feelings. So they would give you some advice. So how to recover from these type of depression? So my point of view is that suicide is not an option for depression. There are many things to overcome this. And when I take Sushant Singh, in the last movie he acted was Chitor, was so much good. So he used to give so much information in that movie and awesome content in that movie. So he used to tell that depression is not an option, suicide is not an option for the depression. So that kind of person committing suicide is I can't even digest it. So I'll like to convey to the listeners that don't take this much of suicide as an option for your depression.
Absolutely true. Yes. What next?
I'd like to ask you, ma'am, tell me about your career. How do you motivate others, and what do you see the biggest challenge in your life, ma'am?
Okay, it will be pretty lengthy one then. But anyways, see, about my career, if you ask, I am from science background, right? And then what happened, I was always fascinated with the thing that I'll go for medical. I wanted to be a doctor since I was very young, from that time onwards. So when I came to class 8, I was completely like, I have to go for medical, I have to crack it, and I have to, you know, be a good surgeon. I wanted to be a surgeon actually. But then slowly, when I was more into education, deeper into that, then I realized that, oh my God, it's very tough. And student, me, I am very much, you know, I have always been an average student throughout my career, education thing. So it was pretty tough for me when I used to see the other people. They are working so hard towards, you know, studying, going for engineering or going for medical. And I was like, I'm not doing that much of things. So how can I crack? So I was demotivated completely with that. But then slowly I have come up to realize that that anyways, I am not meant for medical. And it took me a few years to understand that. But yeah, I have not lost any year in between. So quickly, when I was in class 10, when I passed my class 10, I realized that no, I am not meant for medical at all. I can't cope with that much of pressure. And I am, so that is how I felt. Nobody has pushed me to think negative about it or something like that. But yeah, it came all over into my own mind, my own thought process. And then, you know what, I was pretty much into watching Discovery and National Geographic Channel at that time. So I was very fascinated with microbiology. So that has something was becoming more, I became more fascinated with that. And then I realized that, no, this is the right thing for me. And I then, microbiology was new in India at that time. So I I'm quite clear with the thing what I have to do and what I not, by the grace of God. I'm clarity is there always with me. So I then decided after my class 10, after my class 12, that I'm not going for medical. And I conveyed the same to my parents, though they were not that happy with the decision, but still I have to go. So they say fine, then go ahead. But still they insisted me to sit for some of the medical exams and all. So I went with those, and anyways, the result is pretty much expected. I have not cracked any of the medical thing, but then I opted for microbiology. I did my BSc and MSc post graduation from microbiology itself, and I am very happy and satisfied with what I have done. No regret for that. After completing my post graduation, I did I worked with a pretty good pharmaceutical companies in the quality control department. I learned more about how the manufacturing of medicine is done, what all testings are required, and to know something which we can't see with our own eyes, that is completely amazing world. I discovered myself into, other than the human world, I was learning about different entities. So that gave me the most beautiful pleasure, and something new was there. I always find for something new, and that newness, that complete happiness I got from what I did. So this is the journey of my education and my career so far. And yeah, coming to the present thing, like I am into training after having around 10 years of experience in the pharma background as a microbiologist. I am still connected with microbiology. I give trainings on technical topic on at different companies and all. Apart from that, I am into soft skills training also, because this is something also which has excited me a lot. So I am learning many new things over here as well. So that is how my career graph so far is. And yeah, that's it, what I want to say about my education and my career. What about you? You tell me, Adit.
So, if I want to tell about my career is, I studied in Madurai from 6th standard to 12th standard. And after that, during my 10th standard, I used to study quite often. I used to study and I used to have a competitor for me, and I was very fond of studying. And during the 10th standard, so I was scoring lot of marks. And during public, I scored out of 500, I scored 466. And when I came to 11th also I studied very well. And 12th standard, I have a small problem. So the problem is actually
what happened,
not like that. My problem is with my friends gang. So I went I used to go out a lot with my friends, and at quite some point of time I went into bad habit. Bad habit.
At your age.
So Yeah, that time, so I don't know what to do. Like, I was very attracted. So, very addicted to that. And my friend started that for me. And after that, one time, my parents found it and they scolded me and they gave me some beatings. And after that, I recovered from it. And during those time, my marks went came so much down. For out of 1,200, I scored only 450-500, and my mother was very shocked. So a student studying so much well in 9th, 10th, and 11th. So why do you do like that? So please recover from this. And so he also motivated me many times, and she also sat with me, my father and mother, they sat with me and made me study. And within 2 months, from 500, I scored up to 1,031 in my public. They made me score. So that was my career. And after that, actually, I was interested in doing visual communication as my UG. My parents, they convinced me actually. So they told that visual communication is not, actually it will take so much time for you. My aim was to become like a game coder or a director of a film. So I was very fond of it. And but my parents convinced me it's a huge task. So please try to avoid this.
So you were fascinated for Tamil films?
Ah, yes, ma'am.
Directing for Tamil films?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, more than during my first year and all, I used to write a lot of scripts for movies.
Oh.
And yes, ma'am, I had many scripts. And after that, I changed my mind. So they told me that it's not possible for us background having like this background. We are middle class person. So for being like a director, you should have some background and you should have some money. So we cannot invest a huge amount of money. So understand our situation. So they convinced me, and after that I chose to do B, and I opted for mechanical Sairam Engineering College. And I scored my cutoff around 177 out of 200.
Oh.
But for our cast, forward cast, so I did not get any government quota for any colleges. So they said 190, 192, but my cutoff was around 177 or 178. So my parents and I visited many colleges, and we booked, we blocked also seat in many colleges. And after that, I got a call from Sairam Engineering College, and they told, okay, come and visit us, we will give you a seat in our college. So after going there, we bought a seat in mechanical engineering for 75,000, giving fund of 75,000. And after that, I joined in the college. And during the first year, I did not like the college because the college was very strict. It's like a school.
Oh.
So for all things, they used to don't do like that.
Rules and regulations.
Yeah, there were many rules. We should not wear this kind of shirt. We should not have so much hair. We should not. We should stay and come inside the college. We should not wear chappals. We should not have mobile phone. So we should not speak with girls.
Oh, okay.
There were many conditions, and I found very irritated during the first some of the months studying in this college. And after that, I started, this is the life for us, we should admit to it. And after second year, I started enjoying. As mechanical, we do not have any girls in our class, and we 42 students are full of boys, and we enjoyed a lot. And during first year, I scored a lot of CGPA, we'll take like grade points. And after second year, my CGPA decreased. And my parents were shocked. So first year was very good, and why in second year your performance was gone very bad. So after that, I kept a backlog and I cleared it. Again, I kept keeping a backlog and cleared it. And my CGPA was well below. And my father was very, he was very worried. If you are going like that, and what will be your future after this? You are not worrying about your future. You are sitting idle like this, always watching movies or always playing with your friends, moving out with your friends. So using social media all the time. So what is your future? What you are going to do after your fourth year? He was very worried. And he also told that you don't have any skills. So when you visit your company, they will ask you some skills and you do not have any skills. And one time after that, I was during this lockdown, I was interested in doing podcast, but I do not know how to do it. And one of my friends suggested that, okay, you can use Anchor platform for recording it, and you can, and it is very free and you can use it. So after that, I started Anchor podcast, and my once I recorded my first, second, third episode, my father was very shocked. Oh, Anchor, so I am very shocked that you have a good communication skill. Okay, now can understand your talent. Okay, keep on with it, moving on with it. And if you say how to motivate others, means like at some point of time there will be some turning point for each every person. So we should wait for it, and once we got the turning point, we should grab it and move forward in our life. And
absolutely.
Yes, and biggest challenge in life is living in the society, amongst living society, because the society won't easily make us live. There will be many problems. They will not make us easily live. There will be many negative comments. There will be many positive comments. And we should take only the positive comments and leave off the negative comments.
Absolutely true. Yes. That's true.
So, that's my life. And my second question is, who is inspiration and what you inspired from me?
You mean who has inspired me and what type of inspiration? That is what?
Yeah, what type of inspiration you got from him? Why you are inspired so much from him? What quality you have made you inspired him?
Okay. Inspire myself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So, see, there are many qualities. I believe that, you know, earlier my thought process were a little bit different, but now it has changed a lot. Like, I was not much the things that you told just now, that we should, the society, you know, they always keep us scrutinizing that do this right, do that right. We have to always, you know, concern about them. So I was pretty much like that only. I used to think, oh my God, if I do that, what they will say, if I do this, what they will say. So I was much concerned for other, and that concernness was eating my own peace and was eating my own happiness. So then slowly I said, I was, you know, getting into more of the negative world. I was all the time surrounded with what you call as depression and failure, because of thinking so much for others and not thinking about me. Thinking about me do not mean I am selfish, right? Now, if I think only about me, all the time about me, all the good things about me, such type of things which do not make others happy, at least not making happy to the near and dear ones of mine, that is selfishness, right? What I believe. Other than that, if something which is good for me, if I find it happy with the things that make me happy, and also my loved ones are also happy with that, then it is not considered as selfish, right? That is something we call as self-love, self-respect, self-worth. We have to give, because we can't, you know, until and unless you love yourself, you are a different, a unique individual, correct? If we won't love ourselves, what do you think? The other person will love you? No, nobody will love. You are a creation of God, and we all are unique in our different, some or the other way, right? So yes. If we won't love ourselves, I can't expect somebody else to love me. So first I have to love myself. And of course, my parents all will love me. My spouse, my children, they will love me. So that is how it all begins, right? So this concept I developed very recently. I developed this belief that, yes, I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of my thoughts. And then only... the people who really are there to be with me, they will be there with me in whatsoever way. And of course, I have to take care of them as well, right? So this concept, this mind shift of mine has helped me a lot to inspire myself. And since childhood, I have always been a person who, love to smile and laugh. I believe that happiness is a state of mind. So maybe I will be angry with somebody, I will be annoyed with someone, but then that is something, it cannot touch the inner side of me. So the inside of me, I feel I am complete with myself, and I push myself to just stay happy at any cost. So happiness is the prime thing for me. I keep myself happy, and what all the external things are there, that should not invade me, deeper, and try to demotivate me or cut me down, or they do it, but not, I don't allow it to penetrate and broke me to that level as much, the external forces tries, the negative energy it tries. So that is how I keep myself inspired and motivated, and I feel happy with that. What I have, this quality, some I have developed, and some I think has been developed because of some circumstances and all. So this is what I feel that keeps me inspired about myself. And and I have, I feel, I have feelings for other people also. If they undergo some good or bad things in their life, then I understand their problem also. So that is how we need to, understand each other's problem. So that helps us in bonding with people, right? So we should be always, these to and fro emotions, they help us in bonding, associating and dissociating with people. So we need to keep this in mind and work, because we all are on a journey. Like, life is a journey, right? So we meet so many people, and they come in our life, they go away from our life. So life has to go on, right? So this is what I have learned so far, and that keeps me motivated and keeps me inspired. What about you, Adit?
If you take the most thing that inspired me is in my life, I would get inspired from young age itself, ma'am. I used to be very calm, ma'am. Whenever my friends mocked at me or make fun of me, I used not get very angry at them. So I will take it in easy way, it's like friends, they used to do like that. So if we get angry and if we shout at them, our friendship bond will get break. So I used to have that fear, our friendship bond will break. And I used to be in a state be calm. And so my life has started like that. And till now, if you take that, most of the people make fun of me for entertainment. They make me as an entertainment, and they mock at me. They entertain me so much, and I just not worry about them. And
you should never actually leave. Let them be the way they are. If that makes them happy, leave it. No problem. You just stay the way you are, right?
And yes, ma'am. And after that, the inspired me is that I used to do a lot of hard work, and but it will not be consistent. That's my weakness also. If we take in the studies also, in some other things also, I used to do a lot of work, but I will not get the result for that in some time. So I used to worry, so why you are not getting results from for what your hard work you put. And I understand that so hard work is also not important, and luck is also important. And after that, only understand that okay, luck doesn't favor us. Okay, and left it. So and I believed that okay, and one or other day hard work will pay for it.
Okay, so I must appreciate that you are so honest. You said that you face problem with consistency. Yeah, my dear friend, consistency is something that is really you know, we have to hooked to it. How the you know, worms, they hooked to our intestine. So in the same way, we have to hooked some way or the other to consistency, because I believe consistency is the key to success, right? So what I have seen so far, you are consistent. I believe that because you are consistent at least with your podcast episodes. So you have decided, and it comes up every regular interval of time, right? Without any fail, you are consistent in that. So I will recommend you, don't say that you are not consistent. You are at least one or the two field of your life, you are consistent, right? Maybe in some you are lacking, but with age, with time, you will definitely overcome those barriers as well. So that is what I believe about you. Rest is up to you and to the God, that's what. But keep yourself motivated always. And you are master about that, I must say.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Welcome so much.
So tell me some tips for the listeners, man. Like how to recover from defeats. And tell me what is the effect nowadays social media is putting in today's young generation, man. Young generation today. So social media is creating a very much effect in today's young generation. Like what are the benefits and what are the disadvantages of this social media as today in today's young generation?
Yeah, sure. So friends, what he has asked is pretty very fair and honest question that he has asked. But I will, what I feel like, yes, social media is impacting our life, and it is completely dependent upon us whether we take it in a positive way or we take it in a negative way, right? That is completely the way we want it to happen in our life. Now, if I take my example, as I said, I am a trainer, I am a microbiologist also. So I am hooked with so many people in my social media, and many of my friends, the virtual friends, they are from mutual friends also, whom I have never known. I have never met them. Probably I don't know if in future I will meet them. Practically whether I'll be able to see them face to face or something like that. But then yes, we are virtual. We are friends in the virtual world, and it is purely, you know, the interest that I have, whether it matches with the other person, the virtual friend of mine's interest or not. I have been into some friends who are of different world. I mean, they their likeness, their way of talking and everything is different. So that doesn't suits me. That is not my category. Okay, so I pretty avoid such type of talks or such type of people then. So that is what I'm telling. We will get all sort of people over here. We connect globally here, right? We get job opportunities. We get so much of learning from social media. I find this as a complete learning field. For if you consider me, I am most of the time online, and I keep on checking for some or the other article. I am also a podcaster, so I keep on searching many new topics. I have many groups of podcasting. I connect with them. Like Adit is one such person with whom I have connected because of this social media only. I have many trainer friends of mine with whom I have connected for business work because of this social media. I have some student crowds also with whom I have never met, but yes, they are my virtual students. So that is how, you know, your area of interest decides how to what extent you want to broaden your thought process and broaden your friendship in the virtual world. And coming to the negative side of it, as I said, earlier, it's purely your choice. There are many negative things. People, they are fake over social media. I mean, many people, really, they are fake. They display, you know, wrong profile pics. They may not be the same person. They are somebody else. They have some other professions and they will display something else. So that type of trapping is also there. We have to be very alert about all those things, right? To what extent you want the friendship to go on and all that. We are pretty adult and we can, you know, think over that and do not get trapped or attracted to any such type of things. People try to take advantages of all these things. So we need to be careful. We have to know the wrong and the right, the difference between the two, right? So that is what I feel like. And I believe I don't consider this social media as a wrong platform, because so far I have been in contact with good people, the people of my choice, the people of my thought process. If I find somebody annoying, then definitely I don't go for such type of people. But yes, that is completely your choice. Everything is depending upon our choice, whom we want to contact and with whom we want to carry on further for business, say business or for study purpose. You can use it in immense way. Means there are X number of reasons we can use for learning. I find this amazing platform, whether it's social, Facebook or say your Instagram, Twitter. I mean, lot of happenings in the general awareness are available over here. We need to learn from this instead of, you know, checking somebody's profile or checking somebody's status. If we go and find out some good article to read about, that will be great. That is what I do now. That is my choice, that is my interest. So what interests you can go ahead with that, but make sure that it should be a correct and genuine one, a good one. That is what I think. What views you have, my young friend? Tell me.
I'm excellent speak, ma'am. And for me, if I take this social media as an advantage, and there are also some disadvantages. So if I take advantages, we can learn many things from social media, and it is a huge platform for the people who want to express their talents. Like if you take
YouTube,
it's a huge platform for many people. Like in our India also, there are many YouTubers so coming up. Like if you take many people through YouTube, they are getting into the media and they're acting in the films. So it's a huge platform. Social media is creating a huge platform. And if you take some other, like in LinkedIn is a huge platform for many to learn and to connect with business people and to connect with many other people who are entrepreneurs outside the society. And it will help to get some jobs, and we can connect them and we can learn many things from them. We can get their knowledge, so we can get their experience. And if we take, we can also use to learn courses like Udemy. And Coursera, there are many websites for learning courses and many platforms for expressing our talent, like singing, dancing, and there are many platforms. So we can also use Facebook to connect our old friends. It's also useful for us. We can connect to our old friends and we can meet them, we can chat with them. We should be very careful whether he's really our old friend or some other person using photos of any other person. So we should also be a little careful with that. And if we take disadvantage, there are many disadvantages. Like if we have known recently, like many people are using online business, like online games like MPL and many other Rummy Circles. They're using those platforms and they're plugging money from
people. Yes, true.
Recently we have known that Virat Kohli said to harass Virat Kohli and Tamuna for acting in MPL advertisement. And so this is not a thing we should do. They are a negative thing. So we should be very careful before investing our money. We should check once or twice whether it is real or fake. So yes. People during this lockdown, they do not know how to earn money. So they will use this fake ID to pluck money from others. Yeah. Because many of them are losing jobs and they do not know how to do. So one or the other, they should have some money for their survival or to make the family survival. So
and I'll just add on to this, Adit, that due to this COVID situation right now, more of such things are happening. We have to be very alert, whether it comes to social media or it comes to online banking. These things are prevailing every day. So that is what an advice from my side as well as from Adit's side, that you all people need to be very, very careful with this. This young friend of mine has come up with really very good advice for everyone. Yeah, please carry on, Adit.
Yes, ma'am. And if you take, so some young generation are very getting affected from YouTube also. There are many useful videos from YouTube we can learn. But this young generation, what are doing this, from getting the media, from seeing the media, they're getting into some wrong sites, they're seeing some wrong sites, and so they're getting into robbery, like yes. How to do robbery into some other house. They're searching from YouTube and seeing the video how to do it, and they're also playing those ideas, and they're spoiling their life. So these kind of young generation do not watch those videos. And we also know that recently government has announced a ban of sites like 18 plus sites. So yes. They have banned. So like these sites are used to spoil totally the young generation. They are using this website, like seeing this website is not an wrong, but they are applying this. They're making this spoiling the other people life, like sexual woman harassment. So these and all should not happen, these things should be totally banned in India, especially in India, because India is ranking more and more with this sexual harassment.
Absolutely, yeah, true.
So this young generation should be very conscious when using this social media, whether it is for our useful thing or whether you are getting into some other very dangerous platform.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
This is my view when we take social media as advantage and disadvantage.
True. So I hope people enjoyed our talk session today. Do let us know, right? You have anything to tell, Adit?
That's all, man. So just do not get into some wrong things. So search and search for some useful things and do it. So that's all I want to say. And I would conclude. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks for visiting my show, Broken Motivation. And I hope you enjoyed talking with me and improving with me.
I'll just like to add on this, that Adit being fourth year engineering student, I mean, I'm really amazed the beautiful work that he is doing, friends. He is, you know, into podcasting, and this is the age when people generally, I mean, he and the younger to him, they generally get diverted with so many things. But look at this young generation. I'm really very happy that the coming India, the young India, is at good hands. Actually, you people are going to, you know, prosper a lot and make India brighter and brighter with the thing. I mean, I really love to connect with young people, to read their mind, to read their thought processes. That is really something amazing, and hands off to you, Adit. You are really the concept of your podcast is amazing. You know, at such a tender age, you are coming up with motivation and all. It's really something great. And you have so many inspiring people surrounding you that itself is something amazing. So keep this noble work doing always. That is what one suggestion I like to give you, and also to our audience today, to the listeners today, that you need to learn some good things from this young man. He is amazing. Means he is doing he has started doing all these things from such a tender age. So that's amazing. Hats off to you. And with this note, I conclude from my side, and I just pray to God, all of you stay happy, stay safe, and stay at home. Stay happy, of course, that is the important thing. And God bless everyone, and keep smiling, because smile is the free charity gift that we give to mankind, as said by our beloved Prophet Muhammad, right? So friends, and in advance, I'm wishing all of you a very happy Friendships Day. Take care, everyone, and bye from my side.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. So I will conclude that.
Welcome.
So stay tuned. Stay tuned, friends. Stay tuned for furthermore podcast from Adit. And thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Welcome so much. Bye.
Bye, ma'am.